Somebody without someone is no one at all. And baby, all these nights I've struggled and fought my pride, scared that someone your type couldn't see past my flaws.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Put It In Your Pocket, your source for all niche music trivia. My name's Caroline, and today I'm so excited to be talking about a new artist, one of the newest artists we've covered on the podcast. Her name is Kirby, and she is phenomenal. If you've just heard that last track, it's called Loved By You, and it was one of the first singles she ever released. It came out in 2016, and it is a really good showcase of the power that she holds over her voice, and she is just one of, I think, the best new singers to come out of this year. I think she has a beautiful voice, and she just released her biggest album to date, Miss Black America, which we'll play a lot of tracks from in the coming minutes, and it is a wonderful album. It's just a testament to not only her vocal abilities, but her amazing songwriting. So I'm really excited to be talking about her and hopefully introduce maybe some new future fans, because she really does have something for everybody, and she showcases a lot of her return to her roots, talking about like funk music and old soul and blues and maybe even some gospel here and there, and that's always super fun to see a modern twist on genres like that. So she has lots to offer us for sure, but I spoke a little bit about her songwriting abilities. She's more known for the things that she's done before her own solo career. She's written pop songs like 4 or 5 Seconds, which was performed by Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney. So that's a good start for sure. She's also been involved with Brandy, Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, Keisha Cole, Ariana Grande, Avery Wilson. I mean, I could go on and on. Kevin Ross, Demi Lovato, Christina Aguilera, John Legend. And all of those go up until like 2023. So she's been working with these artists, writing songs for them and providing backing vocals for them for a long time. But in 2020, she decided that she wanted to branch off and become an independent artist, and she released her first album, Sis, in that year. Before then, it was just singles like the track that you just heard. She also wrote the song Die With You, that was by Beyonce, and Break Your Heart Right Back by Ariana Grande. Those are more recognizable hits, if anyone's heard of those songs before. She herself was born October 24th in Memphis, Tennessee, and she was raised in South Haven, Mississippi. She talks about Mississippi a lot in her music because Mississippi has such deep cultural and musical roots that I think it's like impossible to be an artist of any kind from there and not have that bleed into your music. So she definitely plays off of that a lot. She studied music at Stax Music Academy and then enrolled at Berklee College of Music after high school, but in 2012, she left to pursue music full-time. She was influenced by The College Dropout, who isn't, by Kanye West, and I think it's so cool that she had that full circle moment where she dropped out of college thinking about that album and wanting to be influenced by that album and then got to work with him years later. I think that that's so cool. There is a really interesting interview in Best Fit magazine where she said, "I'm never overlooking a small idea that maybe doesn't feel big in the moment because I always believe everything has the potential to mean a lot to people. You never know, it could be the idea that completely changes your life." In this next song that I'm going to play you guys called Better Days, she talks a lot about having people doubt her from her community or even people in the industry who were like, "No, you're just a background songwriter. It's not going to work if you try to go solo." And in this interview, I think that she's saying, you know, her response to that is any idea can become the idea. And I think if you look at her influences, talking about like Kanye West, people like that who have gone off of crazy ideas and made it work, those are the trailblazers that give us music we've never heard before. And the way that she's going and trailblazing, I think that she's going to be the one that makes that, you know, move and shake a little bit. I really wish that I had some way to communicate her visual prowess to you guys. I honestly think that her music videos elevate her music so much that that's what has stuck with me so vividly. So please, 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 if you have any interest in her, go check out her music videos for all these songs, especially the next ones that I'm going to play you after this, because they just get better and better. But she is such an interesting visual storyteller with color theory and the way that she works behind and in front of the camera. She's always the centerpiece, but she can kind of blend into anything. I think that she really is bringing visual media back because the music video is kind of dead right now. So I'm really interested to see where she goes with that as well, because I definitely could see her making a short film sometime later because she's just that naturally great at it. So that does elevate her content a little bit more. But I want to play you guys this song called Better Days. It is so much
somebody without someone is no one at all. And baby, all these nights I've struggled and fought my pride, scared that someone your type couldn't see past my flaws. Yeah.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Put It In Your Pocket, your source for all niche music trivia. My name's Caroline, and today I'm so excited to be talking about a new artist, one of the newest artists we've covered on the podcast. Her name is Kirby, and she is phenomenal. If you just heard that last track, it's called Loved By You, and it was one of the first singles she ever released. It came out in 2016, and it is a really good showcase of the power that she holds over her voice, and she is just one of, I think, the best new singers to come out of this year. I think she has a beautiful voice, and she just released her biggest album to date, Miss Black America, which we'll play a lot of tracks from in the coming minutes, and it is a wonderful album. It's just a testament to not only her vocal abilities, but her amazing songwriting. So I'm really excited to be talking about her and hopefully introduce maybe some new future fans, because she really does have something for everybody. And she showcases a lot of her return to her roots, talking about like funk music and old soul and blues and maybe even some gospel here and there. And that's always super fun to see a modern twist on genres like that. So she has lots to offer us for sure. But I spoke a little bit about her songwriting abilities. She's more known for the things that she's done before her own solo career. She's written pop songs like 4 or 5 Seconds, which was performed by Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney. So that's a good start for sure. She's also been involved with Brandy, Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, Keisha Cole, Ariana Grande, Avery Wilson. I mean, I could go on and on. Kevin Ross, Demi Lovato, Christina Aguilera, John Legend. And all of those go up until like 2023. So she's been working with these artists, writing songs for them and providing backing vocals for them for a long time. But in 2020, she decided that she wanted to branch off and become an independent artist, and she released her first album, Sis, in that year. Before then, it was just singles like this track that you just heard. She also wrote the song Die With You, that was by Beyonce, and Break Your Heart Right Back by Ariana Grande. Those are more recognizable hits, if anyone's heard of those songs before. She herself was born October 24th in Memphis, Tennessee, and she was raised in South Haven, Mississippi. She talks about Mississippi a lot in her music, because Mississippi has such deep cultural and musical roots that I think it's like impossible to be an artist of any kind from there and not have that bleed into your music. So she definitely plays off of that a lot. She studied music at Stax Music Academy and then enrolled at Berklee College of Music after high school, but in 2012 she left to pursue music full time. She was influenced by The College Dropout, who isn't, by Kanye West, and I think it's so cool that she had that full circle moment where she dropped out of college thinking about that album and wanting to be influenced by that album and then got to work with him years later. I think that that's so cool. There was a really interesting interview in Best Fit magazine where she said, "I'm never overlooking a small idea that maybe doesn't feel big in the moment because I always believe everything has the potential to mean a lot to people. You never know, it could be the idea that completely changes your life." In this next song that I'm going to play you guys called Better Days, she talks a lot about having people doubt her from her community or even people in the industry who were like, "No, you're just a background songwriter. It's not going to work if you try to go solo." And in this interview, I think that she's saying, you know, her response to that is any idea can become the idea. And I think if you look at her influences, talking about like Kanye West, people like that who have gone off of crazy ideas and made it work, those are the trailblazers that give us music we've never heard before. and the way that she's going and trailblazing, I think that she's going to be the one that makes that, you know, move and shake a little bit. I really wish that I had some way to communicate her visual prowess to you guys. I honestly think that her music videos elevate her music so much that that's what has stuck with me so vividly. So please, 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 if you have any interest in her, go check out her music videos for all these songs, especially the next ones that I'm going to play you after this, because they just get better and better. But she is such an interesting visual storyteller with color theory and the way that she works behind and in front of the camera. She's always the centerpiece, but she can kind of blend into anything. I think that she really is bringing visual media back because the music video is kind of dead right now. So I'm really interested to see where she goes with that as well, because I definitely could see her making a short film sometime later because she's just that naturally great at it. So that does elevate her content a little bit more. But I want to play you guys this song called Better Days. It is so much fun. If you weren't a big fan of that last song, I get it. It was kind of slow and long, but I wanted us to have a vocal introduction to her. This one is the opposite of that. It's from her sophomore album, Miss Black America. And in that Best Fit magazine interview, they described it as a groovy anthem that's bound to fill your soul with hope right up to the brim, which is definitely what Kirby does. Every time that she talks about something that is difficult to discuss, or, you know, she's talking about trauma from the past, her past, her ancestors' past, whatever it is, she always leaves it on a high note. And that's difficult to do. In this song, she's talking about reparations for the Black community, and that is not something that anyone wants to just lightheartedly bring up. But she finds a way to kind of give you like a musical hug at the end, you know, and tell you that things are getting better. She gave a really cool little piece about this in an NPR interview where she said about this song specifically, "I saw how all these talented blues musicians, people that they would say, you know, Howlin' Wolf, Charlie Patton, like these are the people who formed the blues and started that movement. To know that those people were never fairly compensated, that's when I really became very gung-ho about owning my masters, because I said to myself, it's not fair that the power and the importance of this land comes from people whose family will never financially benefit from what they essentially gave value. And so for me, my why is very clear as to who and what I'm doing this music for." And then a line in this song, she has kind of a stanza in this where her ancestors are talking to her saying, "For all the pain we lived, you made it worth it," which is such a beautiful standout line from this song. And that really is the bottom line that she's communicating here. She talks about the blood that's in that land of Mississippi where she's from and all of the dark history in the blues movement as well. That music that she loves so much was built off of trauma. That's where that music comes from. But understanding that it took those things to get Black musicians like her nowadays to have a better way of life. And she is doing that for the next generation, making things better for the next people that come along. And understanding your place in that line of history has got to be really, really heavy as an artist. And it's something that, you know, a lot of people don't have to think about, but artists like Kirby do. And I think that the way that she talks about those things, those really heavy topics in this song, are so beautiful and so masterful. And I'm so excited to get to play it for you guys. So here's Better Days by Kirby. I hope it gets you singing along. It is so catchy and just so beautiful. So here it is.
I remember working in that urban outfit, stocking in, just folding up jeans, singing down in Memphis, trying to be a star. All songs on a purple CD. Had them big dreams, I picked a bet on me. Folks laugh, I tell them you gon' see. Way back, I'm talking Old Navy. I thought I hit the lottery, but nowadays I just wanna get my shine. They say all things work out in due time, but I'm overdue, watch the clocks tick tock, and I'm still trying to believe. Hey girl, you're living out our dreams. You've seen the whole world, but all the pain we lived, you made it worth it. You've seen the happy end, you made us proud, proud, yeah. If pressure makes diamonds, these tears must be mine. And still asking where my
You can definitely see how her voice and style grew from 2016 to 2025 on that track. A little bit more upbeat, and we have higher production value, I would say. That is off of the aforementioned album, Miss Black America, that came out this year. It actually came out about a month ago, and when the full thing came out, that was one of their singles, was Better Days, and I loved it. And then the whole thing came out, and it was phenomenal. Every single song had something new and exciting to offer. I think that she just knows how to end things correctly, knows how far to take things. It can be difficult when you're telling a story like she is to know how much to include on one track, how much to bleed into the next, when to keep the vocals going and when to add instrumentals. And she's just so good at timing and pacing. And I don't know. I think the album is phenomenal. But the next track that I'm going to play you guys is off of that same album. And it was not released as a single, but it was immediately a standout. And it actually became part of a TikTok trend. It was so cute. So this song is called Nasty. And it's about people within the Black community who Kirby sees as people who are, you know, kind of eating it from the inside out and are making it more difficult for people like her to exist. And definitely a touchy subject for a lot of people, but she just sings it so brazenly that I think that it's just so interesting to sit and listen to what she has to say and what her experiences are with that issue. And the TikTok trend I mentioned was really sweet. It would be either Black or white women just having a slideshow of hairstyles that they liked on each other. So it would be a Black woman saying, like, I love when white women wear, you know, like these types of fringe braids, and white women would be like, I love when Black women have, you know, space buns or whatever it is. And it was just so wholesome, and it happened about last month, and all of my friends and I were talking about it, and I was like, you guys know that's from a Kirby song, you should listen to Kirby, she's awesome. So I think that's just such a showcase of how her music inspires change and goodness in the world, and positive conversations, because that's the type of thing that we need to be spreading on social media. And it made my day every single time I saw a video associated with it. So I have a lot of positive feelings with this song, but it's also just so funky and awesome. And the lyrics are so interesting, and it's just definitely a standout track from this album. So on an NPR interview, she described this record as about growing up in Mississippi and understanding how the fight of your ancestors, the love of your family, the blood on the land, and the joy of the Sunday choir shaped how you see the world. There's just quiet tension in the air. Mississippi is a very beautiful place, but I think there's a frequency in the beauty that you can also kind of hear. Like something happened here. You can feel the past and presence in Mississippi, so I really wanted to bring that into the track. And I think she absolutely does do that. She brings the past and the present and a possible future all into one song. And lyrically, it's just so interesting to dive into. It opens with, is you on our side or is you faking? Is you trying to leak our information? Is you a prophet or is you for profit? Is you for yourself or for the nation? It's just toxic logic. Why you keep funking around? So immediately she gets your attention with that. I'm like, ooh, okay, who's she throwing shade at? Well, it's a lot of people. But as I mentioned previously, her visual media is just as interesting as what she's bringing to us auditorially. And the music video for this song specifically is probably my favorite of hers, but it starts off where it looks like a commercial. So the very beginning, it's her cutting this girl's hair, and at the bottom it has one of those warnings, like if you would see it on like a medication ad or like a tobacco ad or something like that. And it talks about how Black women's hair products historically have been taxed higher than those of other women. They typically contain toxic chemicals like lead without any warnings on the labels. And then when she says, is you a prophet or is you for profit? It's a really interesting clip of a guy in kind of like a, like an old school, like white church, like you would see from like the 60s or something. And he's speaking really vividly and talking to the crowd, but she's throwing money behind him. And it has at the bottom, how many mega church leaders this year were arrested for embezzlement or fraud or all those things. So immediately gets you hooked visually as well. Both things that are so incredibly interesting and timely to have in a song. And it just keeps going throughout the whole visualizer. And it's so interesting. And I think that the things that she brings up in this song are not only productive conversation starters, but also such an intrinsic part of the things that she is speaking about in the world building for this album, that you get a really good glimpse into the issues that she thinks are the most important. But also I want to talk about how historically interesting this song is. It is like a funk rooted song, which we don't get a lot nowadays. And there are references in this to Funkadelic's Maggot Brain, which is one of the best funk albums of all time and one of the most influential albums of all time as well. And I think it's super cool how she references the album cover in this visualizer as well. So definitely check that out if you're interested. But I don't know, I just think that it's such a fun song and it's so fresh and new. Like, I feel like no one else is blending these different topics and genres together like Kirby is quite right now. So I really hope you guys enjoy this song, and I hope that it's at least interesting to you on a mild level. But if you're really into this, please check out her music videos. They're so cool. They're so cool. And she's just so beautiful. And the outfits that she wears, oh, I could talk about it all day. I think that she's just like the coolest person ever right now. So this is Nasty by Kirby. Definitely one of her like funkiest songs on this album. It should be criminal to write a song that catchy. Oh my God, that is going to be in your head for the rest of the day. I'm so sorry. But I love that song so much. It's so fun. And I didn't realize how much I missed funk music. I might have to tune into some Funkadelic after this, which is definitely what Kirby would want. But this next song I'm going to play you guys is our last track, unfortunately, but I'm excited to close with it because it's her most recent single off of Miss Black America, and it came out the day before Thanksgiving, and it's such a Thanksgiving song, part of why I wanted to do Kirby so close to the holidays. This is a very good Thanksgiving song. It's called My People, and I mentioned in the very beginning of this episode that Kirby is so good at being an uplifting voice for positive change, and this song, I can't think of a more uplifting song than this. It's literally just her hyping up the people that she loves. She says just the most beautiful thing. She says, I love you like a mama love a baby. I love you like some chicken love some grease. I love you like the good old days. I love you like a soul food plate, which is so cute. And then she says, I love the way you wear your hair. I love the style, the clothes you wear. Just like the sweetest things that you could ever say to somebody. And you can really feel the love that she has for the people that she's talking about, whether it's her family, her friends, or just her community as a whole. You can just hear the love in her voice. And it's like when you can tell someone's smiling while they're singing. That's what this song is like. It's just like a really big warm hug, perfect for the holidays. I love this song so much. And it was immediately one of my favorites off of this album. So she gave an interview about this song specifically with Atwood magazine. And she said, I have to write songs for myself so I can learn to love and embrace my blackness. Growing up in the South, you're constantly influenced by the white gaze. I write this music to heal, to tear down these walls, and relearn how I feel about myself. Which something like that just makes me want to tear up. Like, that is so beautiful. But you can tell, like I said, that love and that passion for creativity is it shines through your music when you're being genuine. And I am very firm in the belief that you can tell when someone's being genuine in their art or not. And Kirby is one of the most genuine artists that I've seen this year, for sure. And this song specifically is just straight from her heart. And you can tell that she wrote this not only for the people in the community around her, but also for herself. And I think that that is so beautiful and definitely ties into Better Days, which we heard earlier, where she's saying, you know, I want to do things to make the people who came before me proud. I think that she's doing just that with such a beautiful song like this. And then later she said something really interesting in that same interview, where she says, I've known for quite some time that my last name, her real name is Lauren Daugherty, if I haven't mentioned that before. I've known for quite some time that my last name is associated with the Daugherty Plantation, which they call the birthplace of the blues. I felt a need to honor that. I mean, I get the joke all the time that says, oh, Kirby, you make quote unquote slave music. And I think that's such a sad way to describe the genuine sounds that come out of my pain and the struggle of my ancestors' pain at that time. My music is much, much more than that. And I have seen, I've had to do some digging. She's not a very popular artist, so it was hard to find information on her. And all of the interviews that she's done have been with, you know, magazines and different blogs and stuff like that. Because when you start small, that's where you go first. And all of the time, these interviewers will ask her that, be like, okay, but, you know, talk about the slave trade. Talk about, you know, her great-grandparents literally picked cotton on Daugherty Plantation, and they'll just bring that up over and over again instead of talking about the content of her music. And I think she's making an important distinction here, where she's like, that, you know, is who I'm singing for, and, you know, I love the blues, and that's where my soulfulness comes from, is that, you know, lineage. But it is 2025, and I'm trying to move forward and look towards the future, you know? And I think that both of those things can be true. I think you can sing and appreciate the past and, you know, look back to that and give a nod to those things. But when you really dive into her music, she's more so paying homage to the past and nodding at the past, you know, with all the funkadelic references and stuff like that. And then moving forward is 75% of it. And so I think that that's a really interesting quote. She's just so articulate. I think that she says the most profound things just on a whim, which most good artists do. But that's a really important point that I wanted to share. Because for me, I think it kind of cleared up that balance of, you know, how much are we looking back versus how much are we looking forward? And I think that's a super interesting quote to include. But enough about this song. I finally get to play it. I hope you guys find it as heartwarming as I do. It's such a beautiful song. And really great to add to the Thanksgiving playlist. I was thinking about it all day on Thanksgiving and how true it is for anybody. So I think that shows what a universal voice that she has, where she can be talking about her community, but it can apply to anybody, because we all just love our people at the end of the day and want them to be happy and know that fact. So I think that's such a beautiful song. Here's My People by Kirby.
I love you like a mama love a baby. I love you like my granny gold teeth. I love you like some chicken leg grease. I love you, I love you. I love you like a soul food plate. I love you like the good old days. I love you like a pudding like cheese. I love you cause you first loved me. I love the people. I love the way you wear your hair. I love your style, the clothes you wear.
I love that line towards the beginning where she says, I love you because you first loved me. That's so cute. That's so cute. And so beautiful to say about your family. Like I said, the perfect Thanksgiving song. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. I love talking about new artists that people may not have heard before. So I try to throw in some, you know, some Police a little bit earlier so we can get into the less mainstream stuff here. I know that she is very different in the way that she sings and the way that she speaks and the way that she dresses, pretty much everything. But that's a sign of someone who really believes in what they're doing. And I just love her ability to stand out, but also stand for what she believes in. I think that she's just a phenomenal artist. And I'm so, so excited to see what she does next. She's already getting a lot more traction from this album than she ever has before. So thank you guys for coming along on this journey with me. Let me know what you liked, what you'd like to hear next. And as always, this has been Put It In Your Pocket. My name's Caroline. Thank you for listening.